It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, September 15th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A former Nora Springs police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty Wednesday night. Iowa DCI Assistant Director Mitch Mortveit says 33-year-old Kevin Cram was trying to arrest a man on a warrant around 8 p.m. Wednesday while on duty for the Algona Police Department.
Officer Cram was in the 1100 block of South Minnesota Street in Algona when he observed Kyle Rickey, age 43. After advising Rickey he was going to be placed under arrest, Rickey shot Officer Cram.
Mortveit says Rickey was arrested after a blue alert was sent out to surrounding law enforcement indicating a police officer had been shot. Rickey was located and arrested near Sleepy Eye, Minnesota, shortly before midnight Wednesday. He has been charged with one count of first-degree murder in Kossuth County and will be extradited at a later date. Iowa Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Byan says Cram died a hero.
Algona police officer Kevin Cram died because he chose to be a beacon of light. Algona police officer Kevin Cram died because he was willing to stand in the gap between good and evil.
Byans adds that Cram was murdered by a coward, and that while the law enforcement community in Kossuth County is hurting, they are not broken, they are shaken, but their resolve remains strong. Cram was a 10-year veteran of Iowa law enforcement, serving on the Nora Springs Police Department from 2013 to 2015 before joining the Algona Police Department. Extreme drought continues to expand in north central and northeast Iowa and now includes all of Floyd County. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa, based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, September 12th, the majority of northeast Iowa remains rated in the D3 or extreme drought category. Floyd, Mitchell, Sarogordo, and Worth counties are now all in extreme drought, joining Chickasaw, Bramer, Howard, Winneshiek, and Allamaquis counties, which have been blanketed in extreme drought for the past couple of weeks. Additionally, almost all of Butler and Blackhawk counties, plus about three-quarters of Franklin and Fayette counties, are also rated D3 for extreme drought. The drought monitor also shows the area of extreme drought has expanded into Hancock and Wright counties in north-central Iowa, as well as Grundy, Buchanan, and Clayton counties in northeast Iowa. Extreme drought has also pushed south of the area and into east-central Iowa. The National Weather Service says sections of Maurer and Freeborn counties in southern Minnesota remain in exceptional drought, the worst category of drought. Bruce Rastetter claims that a request to compel him to testify during Summit Carbon Solutions permit hearing in Iowa is merely an attempt to, quote, create an irrelevant sideshow. Opponents of the proposed carbon dioxide pipeline seek Rastetter's under oath testimony for more information about the company's relationship with Summit Agricultural Group, which he founded. Opponents also want to know who will profit from the project, since Rastetter is also co-founder of Summit Carbon Solutions. If the Iowa Utilities Board grants the subpoena request, it could open Rastetter to questions beyond the scope of the company's structures. Pipeline opponents have alleged that Rastetter's political influence and money have helped accelerate the pipeline project to approval in Iowa, and they seek proof of it. An attorney for Rastetter and Summit Agricultural Group have argued that Rastetter's testimony is inappropriate because the two companies are separate entities and that one does not exert unilateral control over the other. Attorney and State Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City is with the Republican Legislative Interveners for Justice seeking Rastetter's testimony. He says even if this pipeline proposal were free of disputes on due process and allegations of the appearance of impropriety, the potential risk to public safety involved in this proposal would merit careful public scrutiny of the pipeline's ownership. Thompson and State Senator Sandy Salmon of Waverly are both scheduled to testify at the summit hearings in Fort Dodge next Tuesday. The IUB wrapped up its fourth week of proceedings yesterday and hopes to be done by month's end. Already targeted by two carbon capture pipeline companies, Floyd County is also being eyed by a pair of new wind turbine projects. Last month, Floyd County supervisors heard presentations from NextEra Energy on a project to build upwards of 100 wind turbines, while Invenergy is pursuing a wind farm comprising of about 70 turbines. Both companies are targeting areas west of Charles City, from Rudd and Floyd south towards Marble Rock and Rockford. Candy Brandow Larson invites landowners to a wind turbine meeting in the Rudd Rockford Marble Rock High School gym this Sunday evening at 6:30, featuring officials and landowners who have dealt with wind turbines in Worth County.
People that have been through wind projects before, so to get some information regarding, like, do I have options as far as negotiating my lease terms? What have people who have had turbines on their property experienced?
Brandow Larson says there will also be discussion on Floyd County's wind turbine construction ordinance.
far. Floyd County ordinance hasn't been updated since 2007, and a lot of things have changed since then. Do we need to be upgrading this with so many coming in? Because we're looking at 150, 160 turbines coming into the county, and that's a lot.
Randall Larson's farmland is in the path of the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions carbon pipeline route and says she will not sign a voluntary easement with the company.
So with the pipeline, there's eminent domain involved. So then you don't potentially won't have a choice. With the windmills, you have a choice for now, but they're lobbying to have eminent domain. So then that could change the whole scope of that a lot.
Find more details on Sunday's meeting on the Floyd County, Iowa Wind Turbine Informational Group Facebook page. Almost two dozen wind turbines now line the landscape of northern Chickasaw County. The Chickasaw Wind Energy Center calls for the installation of 66 wind turbines and is now owned by MidAmerican Energy, which purchased the project from Chicago-based Invenergy in June. Invenergy is still involved in construction. MidAmerican Development Project Director Jared Novak said they were on target to have 22 turbines erected and fully installed by the end of yesterday. He adds that the timeline for construction has not changed with the new ownership, and the wind farm is expected to go online before the end of the year. MidAmerican also owns over 50 wind turbines on 16 acres south of Charles City. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.